stuff. Thank you. It'll warm your hands. Ooh. Okay, so what are we talking about today? Talking about active listening. Listening with our hearts. So this morning, let's begin with a question. How might you practice listening deeply? Just think about that for a moment. And I'm going to invite us to allow ourselves to sink deep, deep into this very moment. Just letting go. And breathe. Just take a breath. For the depth of our being is now present. And sometimes we forget that. We don't have to travel anywhere. We don't have to be any cuter. We just have to be in this moment. And to breathe deeply right now. Because you see, when we breathe deeply, we open to our own divine self. So right now, we simply have to relax, breathe, and allow the breath to go deeper still, and to ground us right now where we are. The same way that the roots of the tree unravel and unfurl into the earth after a long soaking rain. Breathe. Listening with our hearts is what we're going to do this morning. We're going to listen with our hearts, with our ears, with our brain, with our eyes. Because listening with our hearts helps us to know we are in constant communication with the Creator through our oneness, through our unity with the wholeness of life, our connection. And that connection is felt in the very breath that we breathe. And as we cultivate our ability to actively listen, we open to the infinite good of life. When we get so busy running and doing the chores and the busyness, we forget this moment. And the breath. Active listening is a spiritual art, practical. And it's practiced with our hearts open, and it's practiced through our whole body. Listening. You see, God speaks through us, to us, through everything, through nature, through our relationships. Through the art, like that. Through our work, through our occupation, our challenges, and all of our daily activities. However, we have to listen, be open. God speaks to us in our moments of inward silence and in the activities of our humanness. We have to listen. Active communication with our Creator flows both ways. Listening, breathing, has real value for us to be grounded in the moment and grounded in the act of listening of what's mine to do. One of the greatest gifts, I believe, that we can give ourselves, and another is the gift of active listening and hearing, free from any projections. Intuitive listening, meaning what's for me in this listening? What is this listening to one another or listening to nature or the sounds in this room? What does it have for me as the gift of this moment? For the presence of God is in all beings. And if we're not listening, we miss it. We forget. Active listening is a spiritual practice that deepens the awareness of our connection to our source. Hear that? It's our connection to our source. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get running so fast, I'm wound up. I forget to just breathe and listen, maybe to nothing. What a concept. When we practice active listening, we become more attuned to the presence of God in and through all things. When we stop that constant mind chatter, really feels good. I used to chatter a lot. I still do sometimes. But I have moments between the chatter that there is only the presence of now. And we're really learning that and studying that in practitioner class. And one of the best books about listening is Mark Nepo's 7,000 Ways to Listen. If you don't have it, you might want to get it. We've been doing this since almost the beginning of class. And so I've taken only a few things from his book that I'd like to share with you this morning, because I think it has such value, and it reminds us to just stop and be present. And this part is called Silencing the Tiger. Because the mind is a hungry tiger that can never be satisfied, that which is timeless swims in and out of our hands, bringing us forward into places we wouldn't go. So listening to what we're not yet aware of involves silencing the tiger and keeping our hands open so we can feel when something timeless moves through us. This can be difficult, for sitting quietly with our hands open in the middle of the day is suspect at our age. We can be misperceived as lazy or incompetent or not quite tethered to reality. We might even think that of ourselves. But silencing the tiger in our mind and staying open to what keeps us connected to a deeper reality is that takes place when we say, ah, silencing the tiger, be in the moment. He goes on to say, he tells a story, and I love this story, and it's called The Improbable Path of Yes. See if you can recognize maybe something about you in this. William Edmondson, 1874 to 1951, who worked as a janitor in the South much of his life. But one day in midlife, William had a vision in which he was certain that God had planted a seed of sculpting in him as he slept. And though he had never sculpted before anything in his life, he began chipping away at discarded blocks of limestone with no formal training and with just a railroad spike and a worn hammer. He began to unveil remarkable sculptures, creating highly original tombstones, human figures, arrowheads. His effort and courage of his attention were shaping him into the sculpture he was born to be. Stories like this remind me that when touched by our calling, it doesn't matter if you've been prepared or trained or certified, or if you've been delayed for years. What matters is we can listen to our own unmitigated possibilities with our whole being. This is part of active listening and being open to that divine presence. And the last one, he says so many wonderful things in this book that touches us as we read it. And the last one is, at every turn, in every day, we are presented with angels in 1,000 guises, each calling us to follow their song. There is no right and no wrong way to go, and only your heart can find the appointments you are born to keep. Hear that. Only your heart can find the appointments that you are born to keep. It's hard to take this risk, but meeting each uncertainty with an open heart will lead us to an authentic tomorrow. How do we practice listening deeply and hearing the song of our hearts? We can begin by allowing ourselves to sink into the depth of whatever moment we are in. And simply, very simply, we need to have fun. I love this one. Are you listening? Yes? Good. Because when we have fun and when we stop and we relax into the ground of where we are and what we're committed to, the way that the roots of the tree unravel into the earth after a long soaking rain. Imagine that. What in you is wanting to be grounded and unraveled into the very finest earth, which is solid for you? I invite each of us, this week especially, to have fun with our experiences of joy and love and connection through active listening. Take a moment. Are you listening? Are you willing to listen, to hear that divine call within you? It might be to sculpt, but it might be to call a friend or to reach a hand out of help. It might be to just love yourself in a deeper way, to open your heart, to say, what's next? Where can I be this day that makes a difference? First to me, and then maybe to someone else. Active listening, listening with our hearts, is a great adventure. I invite us this week to do that. So let's take a breath. And let's just take this into prayer, where we recognize that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, there is only one, whether you call it God, the divine, the infinite spirit, that life force. It lives in all things seen, and it surrounds us all things unseen, is the one life and the one power uniquely expressing in and through and individually as my very being. And I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I speak my word, knowing this truth permeates this entire room, touching each and every heart, for each one of us is unique and divine, individual expressions of the one life. And all of those people that we spoke about this morning that desire to be touched in healing and wholeness and a feeling of the fullness and richness of the spirit of life within them, I now call it forth to awaken within our hearts in a greater way than ever before. And I know and accept that mighty and powerful healings are taking place when we recognize that the power of God is healing us, healing everything in this very moment. It is ours to know this, to claim this, to recognize it with first within us and then within the world. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, because I trust this. I am absolutely knowing that this is the truth. So I release my word in that ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, and spilling over. The fullness of this life is here now, and we listen with our hearts of love. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here this morning or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.